where you live shouldn't limit your access to quality internet. That's not fair. U.S. Cellular introduces fast and fair high-speed internet. With reliable home internet from U.S. Cellular, now there's no limit to how you stream, game, and work. So instead of this, you get this. Upgrade to fast and fair high-speed internet from U.S. Cellular. Upgrade to fair.
So we've all had quite a bit of time to think. We've been sitting in isolation, and here we are. So if you're looking to enhance your relationships and make things a little bit better tomorrow, today's guest is going to be amazing. Welcome to the Awakening You podcast, reminding you that the answers are within. My name is Scott Goyette, and I'm your host. Each week in this podcast, I will be sharing some simple yet very useful tools to help you dive deep and discover how infinitely powerful you really are. The show is based on specific growth models created by the Go Love Now movement that will help you choose love and move through your fears. The love model, L-O-V-E, stands for listening, observing, voicing, and empathizing. The fear model, F-E-A-R, stands for forgiving, eliminating beliefs that no longer serve you and may have never served you, accepting yourself and others where you or they are at in their journey, and rising up and becoming resilient. During each podcast, my amazing guests will share their experience with using these tools and how you might benefit from using them as well. All information shared during this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Nothing from this podcast should supersede the directions of a doctor or mental health professional. So today we have a very special guest, and I know I've brought a few authors on here before, but this one is very special. She is an amazing author, and she is also a relationship and dating coach. Let me welcome my great friend, Krista Beck.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. So we've got Match.com. I don't even know what they're all. I've been married for so many years now. I don't know. I know there's all these things out there that can find me the true love in the world. What makes you different? Why would somebody come to you and not do Match? Or tell me some of the other ones. What are all the other dating sites or whatever out there?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of dating sites. Bumble, Tinder are pretty popular, but it really depends on where you are. But people come to me usually when they're actually having trouble and getting frustrated with online dating, or they're having trouble meeting someone that's attractive enough or spiritual enough or intelligent or successful enough. They're just not meeting the right people, or they just think dating feels like work and they really just want to find a real connection with a quality person that has long-term potential. So when people start getting to the point where they're like, I don't know what I'm doing, they start seeking my help out.
I love it. I love it. That's what it seems like. And fortunately, I found my wife before the online dating revolution started, and we still, I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing, but you met at either a bar or work or social
friends.
Group, whatever. Friends.
In the neighborhood.
In person. Human beings. Yeah. So it's amazing. It's amazing that we're finally trying to get back to that. So what are some of the principles that you're using to help people find their match? Because there's so many variables involved there.
Well, to help them find their match, I mean, I do take them through my dating compass process. So that's like a few weeks of really deep introspection. I make it as easy as possible, but people are not usually used to doing deep introspective work. And so I guide them through this process that I've called the dating compass, in which we really get clear on what people really need and want. So when people come to me, they're like, I just want someone successful and funny and attractive. But that's what everyone wants, right? So I help them get to the heart of the matter of like what it is they really need and want. Like today I was just on the call with a client and she's finishing up the process. She's towards the end. And one of her top things was someone who values friends and family. Like she never said that when we first started working together. You know, she's just randomly putting herself out there hoping and putting herself online. But now when you get clear on these top few things of at the heart of the matter, then it gets much more easier to really find someone that would be a good long-term fit for you, what your vision is for your future and what you want in your life. It's really a process of getting true to what you value and what you really want to be experiencing and what's important to you, and then taking dating actions in alignment with that truth for yourself.
I love it. So one of the things that we constantly talk about when we're speaking about love is self-love. And as a professor, when I sit with my students, one of the things I find time and time again, so many of these students are looking to me to create value. So everything's extrinsic. It's, Scott, did I do this right? Professor, did I do this right? Versus intrinsically being rewarded by doing a job correctly and just knowing that, hey, I feel good about me.
Yeah.
Is that an issue with clients where they're looking for somebody to be a superhero to come save their lives?
You mean by hiring me? They're looking for someone to be, or you not, mean not in you, the relationship?
In the relationship, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are people looking to find this person that's going to somehow fix all their issues?
I mean, that's not what people are saying, but I know sometimes we do pull on people to play out our old sad stories when it comes to dating and relationships. But I think for the most part, people that come to me do want a healthy love. And I think when people take the time to really honor themselves and love themselves and to do the little bit of deep work to get that clarity for themselves, then they can attract someone that can be in alignment with them leading a healthy relationship life. But I think because we're human and because we're messy, yeah. Even though I do believe we are the presence of love and we have access to that with our intention, but messy things come up with being human. But then I do truly see that as an opportunity to, wow, okay, that showed up. And oh, I did that or I said that. And then how to own it and take responsibility for it and move on. I had a friend the other day, and she's very high integrity person, an example to me of someone who truly honors and loves their word as themselves. She said that she was on vacation with her child and she parked in a parking lot. And this woman said, hey, are you staying at this hotel? And my friend said, yes, even though she wasn't. And in that moment, she was shocked that she lied to this person. She said, yes. And then she immediately saw it. And then she was like, oh, no, I'm not staying here. And then she was like, wow, isn't it so interesting? Like, no matter how committed you are to being a loving person and you have this great life and you're an honest person, that out of nowhere, you can just, but.
Which we do so often because we justify so many things. We'll say what needs to be said in the moment just to get to the next step.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know how many times I say, oh, my body can't live without meat. I have to have meat. And I do it all the time because think deep down, I just like to eat burgers and steak. And then I found out recently that my blood type is supposed to be perfect for a vegan. And so it kind of makes me feel like I'm a hypocritical piece of crap. But at the same time, maybe that's what I needed. So, but yeah, we no matter how much you are in coherence or alignment with heart and mind and truth and integrity, sometimes we slip out of that.
Yeah, and I think also too, like, you know, the reason you brought me on to talk about the book, I think people like fall out of integrity and just go into subconscious mode when it comes to love and dating. That's why I wrote the book, because the book itself is like really about these fairy tales that have been propagated by Hollywood, the media, and Disney. And these stories people just tell themselves over and over and over again. People don't even know that they are making actions and choices in their love life based upon this messaging we hear over and over again. So the book is really about breaking down these 10 top fairy tales that I have distinguished. I call them mindsets, call them perspectives that I've saw in my clients over the 10 plus years me doing this work. People would say these same exact things over and over again that I saw that were powerfully preventing them from taking action in their love life, having love, being able to receive love. So I break it all down and bust up these myths so people can have some freedom and start taking honest and real action in their love life.
That is awesome. So what's the name of the book again? And share a few of those examples with us.
It's called Break the Glass Slipper, Free Yourself of Fairy Tale Fantasies and Find True Love in Real Life. So it's really, I created this to be the antidote to all these fairy tales. And, you know, one of them is, you know, love's just going to magically happen when you least expect it. I mean, we see that over and over again. We watch movies and somebody meets and gets married and has kids all within an hour and a half. So we watch all this messaging over and over again. We expect that love is just going to happen and it's going to be fast and it's going to be magical and I'm not going to have to do anything. I'm just going to walk down the street and oh my gosh, I'm going to see butterflies and flowers and hearts and noises of cartoon love noises happening. I mean, people actually say that over and over again. I thought love would have happened to me by now. And so that's just one of them. But how's love going to happen for you if you're just sitting on the couch watching Netflix every night and not going out and meeting new people and having yourself be open? So that's just like a little taste of the different areas I go into.
I love it. What would you say is the biggest one people just can't get a grip on? There's one piece of information that you're given in the book. What's that home run piece that I need to receive from this book that people time and time again just seem to miss? You said there's a handful of them. Is there one that just really just resonates over and over again with people?
Oh gosh, there's just so many because there's like so many. I would say,
give me the top two or three, actually. Let's talk about a few of
these. Love's gonna magically happen for sure. Believing that someone's just gonna whisk you off your feet, like that chemistry, like people think that if they have chemistry and they have an amazing instant connection, that it's meant to be. I teach to allow love to blossom over time. I call it fondue dating. Just like when you make fondue, you have to put it under a low flame and you have to keep stirring it. So I teach people, instead of having this expectation that you are just going to know when you meet this person, I hear that over, I'm just going to know when I meet them. I'm just going to know because they have this Disney expectation that it's going to be all this big chemistry and lights and attraction and everything. But the thing is, people actually miss out on someone that could actually be a good potential long-term fit. But because there wasn't the fireworks, because they didn't knock their socks off, because it wasn't ba-ba-ba-boom level 10 sexual attraction, they kind of blow the person off instead of investing more time in developing the connection and see how the connection is. People put way too much weight on like that instant spark instead of being in alignment with their true values and having their eyes wide open of what they really need and want in a long-term partner, and nourishing those connections over time instead of rushing fast into something. We don't rush fast into building a friendship with someone, right? We don't be like, oh, I just met you. Oh, we should be best friends. And we should hang out every day and talk every day and like sleep over each other's houses every day. Like that would be weird, but we do that in relationships and we think it's normal.
Like, it's so true. So you're saying a lot of things that sound really, really interesting because let's face it, we're kids, you know, you go to a party and like, who's the cutest girl? Who's she talking to? Do I have a chance? Or who's the cutest guy? Or doesn't he play basketball? Is he the quarterback? And we've all done it. And so we're training ourselves at those ages to do this indefinitely. Here's a question for you. Do you think, and I won't say any two people, but almost any two people could fall in love if they put the work in?
Ooh, if they are have some level of alignment, I believe that there's not just one soulmate. I believe that you can create a partnership for a long term over time. I think love can bloom over time. But I don't think it can be just anyone. It has to be someone that, just like if you're creating a business partnership with someone, you can't just go into business with everyone. You know, I do think there's multiple options out there for any single person.
Yeah. See, I would be in total agreement with that. And I think as a kid, you know, we think we know what we want. Like she's got to be athletic. She's got to be this. She's got to be that. Like you have these things that you come up with because those are three or four of the people that you dated that sparked, like you said, but there's a reason you're not with them anymore. And to that point, it brings up that coherence or that alignment. Like the things now I realize that I need are there's got to be some willingness to grow. You know, you're both willingness to grow. There's a willingness to grow. There's some alignment in what your beliefs are spiritually. There's some alignment in your intellect. I mean, there's an intelligence component. When you're having a conversation, you can't talk to this person because they're not in the same space. It can get really frustrating. But I think outside of those few things, I look around and I think very many people could get together and partner way more than people think. I think the soulmate concept is just not correct.
It's a fairy tale. I think it does happen on occasion where people have that love and first sight, they fall in love and they get married and they live happily ever after, grow old and they die together. It happens. But it's the exception.
Like billionaires start in garage businesses as well. Yeah. They're the exception. Jeff Bezos is not the norm.
Yeah. So. And falling in love at first sight and having those firework connections at first, like that's the rare exception. Yet we are inundated with this messaging from Hollywood that that's actually how it's supposed to be. We expect that and we think that instead of kind of coming at it more from an ordinary place, like a real life grounded place, connecting truly with another human being instead of having someone check off all your lists or to force some agenda that you may have that you think you need to get married within a year, just like authentically, truly connecting and being present with someone. And then from there, seeing what can blossom instead of pushing or pulling or expecting.
It's funny because there's so many parallels between, you know, meeting a partner and success in business and sales. One of the things that I've always taught my students, there's two times you'll be a great salesperson in your life. Two specific times, the day you start and the day you retire. And the reason being is the day you start, you know nothing about the product. So I can't sit here and tell you, I do this and I do that and I'm amazing. You wouldn't believe this. So what do? I ask you questions. I say, you know, Krista, tell me more about you. Oh my God, that's so amazing. So we're truly going to connect because I'm going to create interest in you. Mm. And so there's questions. The day I retire, I don't care about the product anymore. So I'm like, so how are the kids? So what are you guys doing this weekend? And the person always buys the product and you hear it time and time again. In the middle, we have all this information. I want this, I want this, I know this, I know this. And we just talk. And then we wonder why things don't work out. And if we could just go back to the space, regardless of how much information you know or what you think you have upstairs, the connection's everything. Mm-hmm. Ask questions, get to know. You know, there might be something that we're seeing in the front. We all have a mask. I mean, we have something that we live with. So we have this mask and I'm going to show you what I want you to see. You may not like that, but it could be a defense mechanism to something that came before. As soon as I peel that back, there might be your heaven right here. Mm. But you'll never see that without Q&A. And that's, I think, one of the biggest roadblocks that we see in all relationships.
Yes. Wow. Wow. That's so powerful because I just feel like what you just said right there, the mask and then the defense mechanism, you know, that shows up on the dating scene, but it also shows up when you're in relationship. It's like the deeper we go, the more the never ending masks, mm-hmm. you know, that show up and then have, and then the defenses and then being with someone who you can reveal that to. And it's, yeah. it can be confronting yet beautiful. And I think that's the thing too. And I don't go that too much into this book because this is mostly for single people, but I think there's always this expectation being in a marriage is going to be a fairy tale forever. And while it can be in terms of experiencing love, but to have the love, I think, be present, I think it does have to come hand in hand with that willingness to see the masks and to be able to address your defense mechanisms and to constantly be peeling back the layer. I think if we don't do that, if we're not willing, that's why relationships get dull and end. There's no movement or growth anymore.
I agree. And I just had this real strategy. I'm always thinking, you know, but I had this visual. You know, it'd be a cool relationship program is to have a couple or a potential couple create a picture together and just watch how they create it. So any kind of art, you know, whether it's painting or watercolors or crayons, watch them create the picture and see, is it two separate pictures? Is this integrated? Ah. Are they fighting? Is one person looking like you suck at this? Wow. And I'm just thinking because what I've noticed, and I could visualize this in the time together with my wife. Initially, you have the sparks like, ooh, she's cute. He's strong and young and whatever. And now here we go. Mm-hmm. And then you get to that phase where it's like, is this keeps going like forever? Like, really? And then you're sitting here, you go through this thing where you're drawing two separate pictures together. And then finally, you know, you make a decision. Like, are we going to create this picture together in this beautiful existence? Or are we going to sit here and have this duality of I'm here and you're there? Every day is a new picture. So you're recreating every day together to co-create. Mm. And I think that would be an interesting way for us all to look at it. Not like you're going to solve something for me. You're complimenting me, not as a you're great, but you're complimentary to me that my skill sets are different than yours or my expertise are different than yours. Mm. So we came together to create a better picture.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
Oh, it makes so much sense. I love that. I love all the visuals of that too.
So how do we do that? Because I'm sure the listeners are thinking right now, okay, great. So I don't go find the person who I think is the most attractive. What am I even aligned with? How do we teach them to go out there right now and find somebody in alignment that could be a life partner. I mean, that's it is a lot. Where do we start?
Well, I mean, it is a few week process that I take people through. So it's not like something we can just instantly boom, like have somebody experience in the moment. It's really about getting to the heart of the matter, you know, spending some time and really thinking like, what kind of art do you want to create in your life?
And be truthful.
And what, and you know what's an exercise I take my clients who sometimes, okay, like imagine you found your partner. Imagine your life 10 years from now. What's your life about? What made them be a great partner? What kind of person was it that had you all be together for 10 years? Then envision 20 years from now. What memories did you create? What had it be so good together? What kind of person are they 30 years from now? I find when people actually get out of the instantness of dating and more into the future of like what they're really wanting to create, because everyone that comes to me says that they want a long-term committed relationship. Most people say committed to marriage. A lot of my clients say they want to have a family. So when you go 10, 20, 30 years in the future, you're more in like that grounded reality of what a relationship really is in the long term. And that's when you can access the actual like character of the person. It's one thing to be with someone hot and cute, but it's another thing 30 years from now to be with someone who's going to like take the day off and drive you to the hospital because you have a lot of pain in your lower back and you don't have anybody else that day and you're stuck and because they love you. So I think people need to go to that depth of like, are they a loving person? What are they up to in their lives? What kind of character are they that would be a good fit for you in the long run? And then dating is a sorting process.
I love it.
You need to be able to know what you're sorting for, just like a college admission. You know, they know the kind of student they're looking for and they see the applications and then they have the sorting process. They have the test scores and stuff. Same thing as a single person. If you think that love is just going to magically happen without you having a strong sorting process in place, I find that people just make the same mistakes over and over again. I feel like knowing what you truly need and want is such a like an act of self-love.
Yep.
And sorting people who you will allow into your life and close in that very intimate way, and to have them come close in because they've passed all your high-end criteria of what is truly important to you, that is such a powerful act of love.
I love that because that really ties right into the L in the love model of you're listening to your heart. And so many of us deny what we're really looking for. And literally the L says this, it says, listen to your heart. And when you come into alignment or coherence with heart and mind, your angels will show up. This is one of those included would be your life partner. And your angels don't have to be your life partner. There's a lot of their friends, their family, and lots of different ways they come to you. But when you're in true coherence, and that's a hard thing to teach. Like you said, it's a 2-week process. Even when we're doing this, we give the tools to people to use the love and the fear models. But at the same time, it's a practice. It's work. It's sitting with somebody and you think this is a potential partner or a potential friend. And you realize, wait, I'm not in alignment with that. I thought I was because they go to my church or they were at my work or they do the same thing. But sometimes we have to really double check and be honest with ourselves. We aren't.
Yeah. And the thing is too, when people are single, sometimes they just feel really lonely.
Sure.
And then when somebody comes along and they haven't really thought it through and they don't have the standards for themselves and, oh, here's this person. And I just want some affection and have someone to go to the movies with and this person will do. But then what happens is you get attached and connected and then a few months down the road, a year down the road, then all the things come up of where you're not in alignment. Then it ends. So that's why I like to encourage people to just take that introspective time and be a stand for themselves so that you can take actions in alignment with what your truth is. I love that beautiful imagery of like when your mind and your emotions, is that what you're saying? When your mind and emotions are aligned,
mind and angels?
Mm-hmm. Mind, body, heart.
Angels
show.
Exactly. Because think of this, all right? Right now, when I walk through this world, and so I'm walking through everybody I meet, if I'm not in alignment, my whole focus is aligning myself. So I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? Why am I doing this? So really, I'm just not in coherence or alignment.
Wow.
The minute I start to think with my heart, so I start to truly connect to oneness, then my mind and my heart start to coherence. Once I understand there's a deeper connection, of it's not just me, it's the world, everyone with a lesson will show up. It's almost overwhelming because whenever I get to this space and I drift in and out of it, everyone shows up. I'm like, whoa, time out. I almost want to get out of it because there's too many lessons. It's like, hold on a second here. And one thing I tell people all the time too, and this is probably the same with relationships, there's no bad one. Everyone comes with a lesson. So let's say, for example, that person who I have disdain for, disgust, that person could be an angel and they're showing me this lesson. I have to learn it. You want to move through the lesson. Other angels you want to stay with because they're complementary to your journey. Mm-hmm. And it's everybody's something different. And
okay, so when you say angel, do you actually mean like causal plane angels or you mean people in the form of angels?
People in the form of angels.
People. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Now I'm getting it even more now. Okay. Yeah.
And I don't think that the angel, and I think one of the other illusions too, is that you've got somebody flying down with wings that has to be this perfect being. It's the opposite. The person who drives you nuts the most in your life, like when I said that and somebody's face just showed up, it's usually a relative or somebody you know forever. The minute that happens, that is one of your biggest angels. And so whatever lessons they're dumping on you that you don't want to learn for whatever reason, and they keep pushing you, that's an angel. But no different when you're in that alignment space, you're going to have both positive or negative, whatever you want to call them, you know, the different dark light angels, whatever, they're going to show up. But I can tell you this, I can visualize your program being very in sync with the love model, where once the, you know, you've got a client who gets into that coherent space or that alignment space, they're going to have a lot of people potentially show up because now they're in alignment with themselves.
So fast. That's the thing. When you're in alignment with your truth and that's where you're putting it, your attention and that's your intentionality and then you're actually feeling it, you're like, yes, this is what I'm resonating with now. And thank you for helping me define this. And then boom, people start showing up like that. Our minds are so powerful, like where we put our minds. And I find like a lot of single people do put their focus on what they don't want. Like, I never want that to happen again. I don't want that. I don't.
Yes.
And then they're wondering why they're still single. So a part of me doing the Dating Compass work with people too is to shift their mind and in a visceral way too, so that they're focusing on what they actually do want, what excites them, which is from a place of creation instead of from fear and resisting something. Like, and then when you put our minds on what we want to create, it's so magical how it can come our way.
Let's take our listeners right there, because I want to make sure they got that, because I get that loud and clear. So universal law will tell us this, okay? The universe doesn't understand positive or negative. So the minute I say, I don't want an abusive relationship, what does the universe hear? It hears
abusive relationship.
I don't want another person who yells at me. I don't want somebody who's never there for me and doesn't listen. They're giving you exactly what you're thinking about. So what's the polar opposite of that? Let's talk through a few of these. Let's come up with some. So I want a person who cherishes me for who I am. What else could we say?
I want someone who loves adventure.
I want somebody who's honest.
I want someone who has financial and time freedom.
I want somebody who cares about animals.
I want someone who has success, but with integrity.
Wow. Has that even happened? This is beautiful. But so these are the things that I think we can get the listeners to start thinking. Ask what you want and stop thinking what you're trying to avoid. Because what you're trying to avoid, if you focus on it, will show up again and again and again and again. And that is 100% scientific reality. That's not woo-woo. That is reality. So if we know that, and we know that what we're trying to avoid, if we focus on it, will continue to come. If we can help them shift their mindset, let's give them one more takeaway. One more takeaway that we could give them. And then we'll give them some information about how to get in touch with you and get your book. And maybe they want to follow up with you and learn some more.
Yeah. One more tip around this. I mean, I would just say spend some time thinking about what you really want and pick something that actually is titillating, that's exciting. And you don't have to get it right. It's really about getting it right. What feels good, feels truthful. Like, I just want someone to kiss me passionately. And then if that's the thing that gets you excited, then resonate with that. But I would say beginning the practice of focusing on what resonates, excitement, happiness, peace, those good feelings, instead of like being shut down. I find that a lot of people say that they're too busy for love. And a lot of times it's not that they're just too busy. If they've created busyness in their life in order to not feel what they need to feel or what's there for them to feel. And so I think it's really important for people to just feel what's there, negative or positive. Even the negative will just pass through, but you need to be able to feel in order to create. Like, we can create things in our mind, but I think it really needs to be in the body viscerally as well. Would you agree?
100%.
Yeah, like we need to feel it. Like,
100%.
I want someone who has values family. I want a family-oriented person because I can't wait to make a baby with this amazing partner that's going to love me and love my baby. And I'm just so excited. That feels so good to be held. Like, oh, I'm like, I'm getting all, like, that just feels good. Yeah. And I don't even want children, but I'm just generating it.
So here's another interesting universal law. The universe does not understand time. So another easy thing to do is not just to say, I want somebody who blank, but to say, I am in a relationship with a person who values my thoughts and feelings. Mm. I am in a relationship with an honest person. Mm. I'm in a relationship with a person who likes to cook as much as I do. I'm in a relationship with an animal lover.
Yes.
And if you do that every single night as a meditation and you sleep on that, that's when you're sitting in your pineal gland, you've got DMT dumping in, and your brain is literally creating this visual and creating this truth. You literally could create this relationship because now your brain is going to not go to those things it doesn't want because it knows what it's living.
You know what I love? There's this exercise that's coming up for me, you saying that, but we can actually write our own love story. Like in your journal, you can be like, okay, so you can pick something that happened in a day with your future relationship. Like, you know, he picked me up and bought me flowers and then he gave me the most tender kiss on my lips. And the way he looked at me, I felt so deeply loved and I felt like a puddle that melted to the floor. Like, by going into that creative, almost remembering space, like, I don't know if you've ever read that book, The Remembering Process. Mm-hmm. Joe Vitale, you have read that one?
I have not, but I've heard it.
It's actually really cool. It's all about remembering your future. That it's that same part of your brain. Like, Totally. Okay, remember when grandma did that thing? It's like that same part of your brain, but you're like, remember when, but you do it for your future.
Exactly.
People create music from remembering. You can remember your relationship. You can create it from that remembering place of your brain.
And then your brain thinks it's already truth. And that's the exact thing. You can manipulate your brain to think it's already happened. And in doing it, that's exactly it. There's no reason not to, first and foremost, do exactly what we said is write the things that you want, not those things you're trying to avoid, and then put those in past tense as a memory or as a current condition. Mm. And if you do that, here's what I would suggest, listening to Krista and listening to her great advice. I think if you go do that, then contact Krista and read her book, you're going to be in a much better place. It's 2020. There's no reason not to do it. Tell me, let's last couple things. Tell me a little bit about how they can find you and get some more dating advice and relationship advice from you.
Well, if they're interested in the book, they can go to breaktheglassslipper.com. And then if they're more interested in like just wanting to connect with me personally, I do have a dating IQ quiz. It's a free quiz that really helps people to see like where they're really strong and where their maybe weaknesses are so they can know where to take action next. They can go to datingiqquiz.com and that would connect them to me, or they could just go to my website at kristabeck.com. My name is spelled a little differently. It's Krista and then Beck. But there's multiple ways to be connected with me. But the book or the dating IQ quiz, or just come right to me and let's get on a call.
I'm going to take the dating IQ quiz in case I'm not as doing as well in my relationship as I think. So I'll know of a score. I'll have my wife take it too. In case anything happens, we'll see if we're good catches. So we'll do that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We'll do it. Well, hopefully everybody jumps on board with the dating IQ quiz and gets out and reads your book and they've got your contact info. Thank you so much again, Krista, for being on board. We love you and it's been awesome.
Thank you. Bye, Take everyone. Care.
This episode of The Awakening You is brought to you by the Speaking to the Heart Podcast Network. If you'd like to experience our interactive show notes for this episode, we invite you to visit us at speakingtotheheart.org.
Oregon College Savings Plan can help you support your kid's future career as a teacher. Airplane driver? No, their career as a hairstyle designer. As a dinosaur doctor? Oh, their future job as a windmill builder. No, an ice cream taster. You know what? We just don't know what they want to be yet. But while they figure it out and dream big, we're here to help you save for what comes next, whatever that may be. Learn more at OregonCollegeSavings.com.
Howard's is now an official AT&T retailer. Take advantage of exclusive limited-time in-store offers. Get a $100 AT&T Visa reward card when you purchase an AT&T TV package. Switch to AT&T and get a $250 Visa reward card when you buy a smartphone on a qualifying installment plan. Save up to $1,000 instantly when you purchase 4 smartphones on a qualifying plan. Restrictions and exclusions apply. Offer subject to change and valid in-store only. Call 877-252-3220 or go to your nearest Howard's location for details.